Welcome to day four of our 21-day healing journey. We're going to take a moment to put our eyes, our faith and our focus in the love, grace and goodness of our God. So be still, try to switch off from the busyness around you. Take a moment to shift the focus from whatever is going on in your room, in your mind, in your body, and place your focus in the healing power of Jesus. Today I want you to focus on the health and the healing that the Bible tells us comes from the Lord. We're going to read Jeremiah chapter 30 verses 17, and the Bible says, "I will give you back your health and I will heal your wounds, says the Lord." The Message translation says it like this: "As for you, I will come with healing, curing the incurable." Isn't that a precious scripture today? For what we face right now, so many diseases on the earth are deemed incurable by medicine. But that's not too big for our God, because when He speaks of the healing He brings, He specifically comes to deal with the incurable. God's healing is not based on you, not based on whether you're good enough, not based on whether you know enough of Scripture or how you've lived your life of faith. God's healing comes by His grace. He loves you so much that He paid the price for your healing with His wounds at the cross. The Bible tells us by His stripes we are healed. If you notice how Jesus heals people in the Bible, He doesn't ask them about their religious background. He doesn't question them about how good they've been as a person. He simply comes to them in need and asks, "Would you like me to heal you?" Today, God wants to heal you. Invite Him in, let Him in, and even if you face the incurable, let's stand together in faith that our Lord has come to be your healer. Let's pray together. Jesus, I thank you that today we look to you to cure the incurable. No disease is too big for the work of the cross. As your body was given for us, as you went through stripe after stripe, stroke after stroke, as you went through the most unbearable suffering at the cross, you did it with our healing in mind. We declare over your precious children listening to this today, they can receive healing by simply believing Jesus is their healer. In Jesus' name, amen. Receiving communion is a powerful moment, and we encourage you to take a bread or cracker, water or juice around you. Even in a hospital room, you can use some of the food set aside and the water set aside as a powerful moment to receive communion. And communion is about placing your faith for your healing in the broken body of Jesus, for your forgiveness in the blood of Jesus, placing your focus on what Jesus has done for you. As you receive communion, reflect powerfully that no matter what you face, Jesus is greater. His love for you is greater, and He so desires to see you healthy and whole. Now I'd like to pray a blessing over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and show you His grace and give you peace.